Late last year, a man was stabbed in the neck at a lounge near UNC Greensboro. Another person was killed when shots were exchanged outside of a downtown nightclub. Many local leaders, owners, and patrons agree something needs to be done, but precisely what remains unclear. Drew Wofford owns Chemistry, a gay bar in the city. Under this ordinance, he could be required to have two armed off-duty police officers outside his establishment. It's a mandate that he thinks might deter customers and put him out of business.
The city council in Greensboro loves to do knee-jerk reactions without really fully looking at the ramifications of what they've just done and how it will affect all business owners. But at least on this issue, they seem to be listening to us and taking our concerns.
Chemistry clears $2,000 on a really good night. After trivia this past Monday, Wofford deposited $47. Cost is a major concern and a point of contention with this ordinance. Jason Ferguson owns a nearby bar, popular with college students.
You know, we're looking at spending right around the same amount for the armed off-duty officers as we do for rent, which I think is absolutely ludicrous.
If I were a business owner, I would voice that very same concern.
That's Anita Holder, interim chief of police in Greensboro.
It can be expensive, and so what we've tried to do from the police department standpoint is to look at actual measures that could make the environment more secure and safe.
Measures like video cameras to monitor who's coming and going, ID scanners to more easily ban troublemakers, and handheld metal detectors to keep weapons out. Holder says this would cut down on 911 calls. Each week, the department currently gets dozens of calls from local entertainment venues. Some business folks say the push for this ordinance is about more than money.
I think it has everything to do with ethnicity.
Eric Robert owns an event space in Greensboro. He sees entertainment venues as a vibrant part of the city.
You know, the moment that downtown came back to life and became a little cooler and you could push away the quote-unquote undesirable, you had a whole different clientele that started moving in. And this clientele moved in from the suburb, and they liked it quiet and they liked it white.
The man leading the effort to pass this ordinance is City Councilman Zach Matheny. He disagrees that there is a racial component.
I've heard that from one person. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, no council member has accused another one of having racial overtones in this discussion, and so that should be off the table.
As Greensboro's downtown population has expanded in recent years, the city council has passed a noise ordinance in response to complaints about rooftop bars. Then came a teen curfew. Some say these are all efforts to control the downtown clientele. Others say it's about striking a balance.
We've got tremendous more, thousands of more residential units coming online that people are going to be living downtown. So, you know, hopefully we're going to get more restaurants downtown. We've all got to figure out how to work, live, and play together. And that's, you know, it's growing pain sometimes.
Matheny and the city council need to decide which venues will fall under the ordinance, explain why certain ones are exempt, and develop an appeals process. He says their goal is to create a measure that is good for business and safety. A final version of the ordinance is likely to be adopted in early February. Jeff Tiberi, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.